Rochester loves its celebrities.
Oh, yeah.
We try and claim them. We do all we can to get near them.
Yeah.
And if someone from not here is just hanging out in our town, you can be for damn sure within an hour, everyone on social media is talking about it.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get down to where they are.
Which is pretty cool.
Rochester also has a really short attention span. Because it seems like with this guy, a story that was a massive deal last year.
Yeah.
Now has people just going like, oh, okay. And then going about their night.
Casual.
Yeah. Oh, great. Okay, fantastic. You hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, a big-time celeb was just hanging around the greater Rochester
area. No kidding.
Host of The Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon, was bouncing around Fairport, and it's not the first time he's been in town.
No.
He's been spotted before.
You got it. So for those who don't know, he's got some friends that own a bar or two here.
Mm-hmm.
So once or twice a year, he will show up in Rochester just to hang out with his buddies. And if you remember, last year when he came to town, it was like the biggest thing that ever happened to him.
Yes. Yeah.
It was all over social media. You had people dropping everything they were doing to go to the east side.
Catch a glimpse.
You got it. It was bedlam.
Yeah.
Bedlam. This time, not so much.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw a few people post about it that were out there. I don't know if they went out there on purpose, though, thinking he'd be there, or if they just happened to be the same place, same time.
Here's how you know it was less of a big deal.
Yeah.
The news went out to where he was.
Yeah, they did.
Two news cameras went out
because
Jimmy Fallon was in a bar.
Right.
They did this last year, but they couldn't get near him because so many people were mobbing.
Oh, yeah.
This year, he had the time and space to do news interviews with two separate stations.
All right, so the excitement's kind of waning.
I guess so.
You know, that makes sense, though. I mean, if it's become like a regular thing. I mean, it would.
Okay, so you're saying we're bored with Jimmy Fallon.
Not bored. Well, kind of bored with you, Jimmy.
Kind of bored with Jimmy Fallon.
Do something funny.
Host the Tonight Show. I know.
Dance for me, Jimmy. Dance for me, Jimmy boy. Tell me a joke. Say something funny.
I think I'd still be excited if I was there at the same time. You know what I mean?
Right,
like, if
there,
you found out like he's behind the bar slinging drinks, like, I want to go get a drink from Jimmy Fallon. But again, I don't know if I'm, now knowing he's been here multiple times and he'll probably be here again, I'm probably not jumping in my car and driving down there for the once-in-a-lifetime chance.
So you're saying that if on Saturday night you found out, your buddy calls you, your friend calls you, Kimmy, and she goes, oh my God, I'm down here at, what's the, Iron Smoke.
Yeah.
Right? And Jimmy Fallon's hanging out. You'd be like, okay, well, I'll see you tomorrow, whatever.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, like, I'm not dropping what I'm doing to go out there, just at the chance that you might see him. Because I don't know, is he going to leave soon? Is he sticking around? So, yeah, like,
you're, look at him.
You're taking a little bit of a risk by, you know, getting there a little later, too. So, yeah, I'm not going out of my way. But if I was there, I would be excited.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. And we ask if we're bored with Jimmy Fallon. Maybe it's not a Jimmy Fallon thing. Like, nothing personal against Jimmy, of course. Maybe, as Rochesterians, as much as we love celebrities in Rochester, we get bored with them just as fast, because there may be other examples of this.
Oh.
For example, golfer Rory McIlroy.
Right.
He is married to a Rochester gal. He is in town on a semi-regular basis.
Yeah, spotted around.
If I'm not mistaken, they own a home here or around here or something like that.
I thought it was like Webster for his family.
Possibly.
Her family.
Possibly. Yeah.
But I don't remember ever seeing video of him here.
The first few times he was here was major news.
He was out.
And folks went out to try and meet him.
Well, yeah.
Now you never hear about it.
Yeah.
So either he's hiding from being here, or people are just like, oh, it's Rory McIlroy.
He also needs to win a major.
And this
he's in a dry spell.
The same goes for celebrities that are hanging out around Canandaigua. Actress Jennifer Garner seems to come here a bit. First few times, massive fanfare.
Yeah.
The last time, someone just took a picture with her in Wegmans, and that was the end of the story.
Yeah. Right?
Does that make us dicks?
Yeah, kind of, I guess.
Oh, you're back again? We already did you. Give me a new celebrity.
We want to be surprised. Is that part of it?
Okay, but for a town that bends over backwards
the way we do.
To try to be connected to celebrity, the fact that, like, the one-and-done excitement shows up kind of makes us dicks.
Well, once you pop the cherry, what's left?
They're still here.
I know, but then that excitement kind of wanes, especially like Jimmy Fallon, who comes back because he has friends here he's close to.
Okay.
Like, if he's here constantly, it does become kind of the norm.
But here's the other thing.
Didn't you bring some of your other celebrity friends?
But there are some celebrities we never get used to seeing. For example, Josh Allen lives an hour away.
Yes.
He spends 4 weeks every year living at St. John Fisher eating turkey burgers. Mm-hmm. But every time Josh Allen makes an unexpected visit to Rochester, buying furniture, getting a cup of coffee somewhere. It blows up all over Rochester and social media.
Because he's, like, we own him, I think.
Okay.
Because he's us.
So you're saying, like, the more connected we are to that person, the bigger a deal it is?
Yeah. Because you look at him as, like, part of your property almost.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He's the family.
All right, but then let's go down that road, because I think you might be wrong there.
Okay.
252-WCMF, Jimmy Fallon, host of The Tonight Show, once again.
Back again, Jimmy.
Rochester over the weekend. He's got
great
some friends that live here in Rochester. Last year when this happened, it was like, oh my God! This year it was like, oh, Jimmy Fallon's back.
More observational humor, Jimmy, is that what we're doing now? Would you read in the paper today something funny?
You brought up if we feel like we own these celebrities, they're always a big deal. All right, well... Foreigner lead man, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Lou Gramm.
Right.
Now you just see him at Wegmans going about his grocery shopping.
I mean, he's lived here for years.
How long did it take for him, after he moved back, to go from being like, oh my God, that's Lou Gramm, to, oh, hey, Lou? Because if your argument is we will always fawn over folks that are, it doesn't get more us than Lou Gramm.
That's true. But he's also aged. You know, he's an older guy now. I mean, it's... He doesn't look like what he did when he was at his heyday.
You are so bad at this. You are so bad at this. What? We're bored with Jimmy Fallon, and Lou Gramm looks like hell. That's what you're
saying. I didn't say it looks like
hell. Wait, no, go ahead.
He's aged.
Yeah, we all. Look, do you have a mirror?
Yes, I do. I do. I know I've aged.
Well, are you saying like, it's because you want to picture that celebrity in a certain moment in time?
Well, that's kind of where
you
do.
Match up with that, it lessens the... thrill of it all.
I mean, especially when you were a rock star, you were a lead man of a major rock group back in the heyday. You had a certain look, and now you're just like a regular, he looks like every dad in Webster of that age.
Because he is!
Right. Absolutely right. So if I saw him, he just looks like a regular guy.
Okay.
Right, good guy.
All right, let me ask.
But if I told somebody, let's say Lou's down in one of the aisles, like, you see that guy over there?
Yeah.
Used to headline Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
They would go, that guy?
Well, yeah, because that's what happened.
Right.
No!
The celebrity varnish is worn off. Now you're just a guy.
Okay, so let's use another
great
example.
History. So, anybody would take it.
So you're saying they would still have to be like a
contemporary celebrity?
Yeah, to anywhere, not just
here. Here's the thing about Lou. He doesn't look famous anymore.
Okay.
He doesn't dress like a rich guy. He doesn't dress glitzy or flashy. You know what I mean? He's a very toned-down, quiet man.
When you spot a celebrity out and just doing their thing, like they're not in like the glitziest outfit.
Yeah,
they're
like Jimmy Fallon.
Glam.
Jimmy Fallon wasn't wearing a suit last night.
No, but Jimmy looks money.
He looks money. Shut up. You look so money, bro.
Lou does not look money. Lou's got money, but he don't look money.
No,
Lou looks like
a
guy.
If I run into a celebrity, I don't want them to look money. I want them to look like a regular person.
Yeah, that's what I want, regular.
Yeah.
No, I want glitz,
you
man.
Feel like
what's
you're
a celebrity?
Something, you feel like you're seeing something you're not supposed to.
I'm kind of with her on that, and there's the old man wave. All right, you know, I don't mean to
give me the glitz.
Let's talk about another guy.
Dance for me a little bit there, celebrity boy.
Dear God, you want Lou Gramm to dance for you? What? He's your private dancer.
That wouldn't be funny. Old man dancing in the middle of the aisle.
For God's sakes, again.
Want to throw coins at him?
Brian Gionta, former NHL star.
Right.
When he won the Cup with the Devils, thousands of people came out to the mall to see him in Greece.
That was the height of his celebrity.
Yes, I remember that because I got cut off before I got to see the Cup, and I had stood in line for an hour. Now, I see him at the rink all the time, just minding his own business.
And he's
Nobody
a regular
cares.
Guy.
But he's always been a regular guy. Lou's always been a regular guy. What I'm asking is...
What are you asking?
No, because you just go off on this tangent of crapping on people for no reason.
Not crapping.
Dance for me, Lou, as you're throwing quarters at his feet. What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I don't even have any change.
How long it takes...
What?
When those celebrities come back to town, when Brian retired from playing in the NHL and he moves back here, when Lou decided he was going to make Rochester his home again, like how long does it take for you to go from, oh my God, that's fill in the blank, to, oh hey.
It's kind of worn. The celebrity, when it kind of wears off.
Yes, like is the shot clock in Rochester smaller than other places would be? Because you see Kimmy every once in a while. You'll watch like these sports documentaries where it's like, you know, the guy played in the NFL, he comes home and... Everywhere he goes, everyone just wants to talk to him all the time. It seems like we don't have that here.
But does it change the fact that I'm thinking of like the old Bills players, right?
Yeah.
Like Andre Reed, Thurman Thomas, Jim Kelly. Like I think because they lived here too, on top of that, they kind of became just somebody that there's a bigger chance you can see that person.
Okay.
And
they were here so much, especially in their heyday, like right after they retired. the top four guys, they were here constantly signing, sure, doing appearances. Sure. So that guy, that spotlight, it's got to wear off pretty quick. Oh. I would think once you leave, it drops pretty quick.
Okay. All right. But there's another weird side to this.
What's that?
Is, again, we talk about Jimmy Fallon back in Fairport over the weekend. Last year, it was a huge to-do. People were, like, racing across town to go hang out with him in these bars. This weekend, it was like, oh, Jimmy Fallon's back again. And we're talking about how we love celebrity in Rochester, but we seem to get bored with them really quick. The fringe celebrities.
Side guy.
That we will line up to meet when they come to town. For example.
Fringe me.
Kelsey Grammer had lines out the door a couple years ago when he released his beer.
Yeah.
For people to sign his beer.
Yeah.
Actor John.
Big Frasier fans.
Yeah, yeah. Toss salads and scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
Actor John Lithgow. Now, he's back in the spotlight with his most recent role. Mm-hmm. Like, famous again. He was all over the Oscars last night. But a few years ago, when his career was a little bit on a down, he was shooting a movie here. On the west side.
With Blythe Danner.
And folks were lining up to try and get a glimpse of John Lithgow.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, and Blythe Danner. Big Third Rock from the Sun fans, right? There's no rhyme or reason to the people that we obsess over versus the people who are like, meh, seen it already. Kelsey Grammer. Oh, Jimmy Fallon.
Is it almost
Blythe Danner. Sorry. Oh, Lou Graham. Dance for me, Lou.
Isn't Blythe Danner's daughter famous?
Yeah.
Is it Cameron Diaz?
No, she was one of the Spice Girls. Spice Danner?
Wait, Spice Danner?
Yeah, who's her daughter?
I thought it was Cameron Diaz.
No, it's Gwyneth Paltrow. Who what?
One of them chicks.
No, what?
One of them good-looking chicks.
Oh, I'm going to say something mean. I'm such a mean
And by the way, Blythe Danner, back in the day, was a babe.
She's still a very attractive woman. Again, old man rocks house glass, etc.
Bro, she's not good looking no more. She's playing
the show
granny
just,
panty wearing celeb.
Show just go backwards 25 years. Used to be good looking. Old man does impression of old man criticizing old woman.
I think it's, you know what it is? It's the more obscure and random the celebrity, the more excited I think people get.
That's a good theory.
All right.
That is a really good theory. Because you're right. If you're into some niche thing, and all of a sudden that niche person shows up, that's a good theory.
Okay. Like, not a leading guy, but like a supporting actor.
Well, no,
kind
but
of guy.
Okay. Again, Kelsey Grammer and John Lithgow are leading guys.
They are,
but they became famous in their little, you know, like lane.
But he was a side guy in Cheers. That's how he got famous.
Can we do one break without you dropping in an old man fact that nobody needed?
He wasn't Ted Danson.
And then he got his own show and became more popular than Ted Danson.
He never got more popular than Ted Danson.
Oh, my God. We're not going to have a Kelsey Grammer, Ted Danson argument.
This is not even close.
On the radio in the year 2025.
And here's the problem with, like, John Lithgow and Kelsey Grammer.
What?
They're not good looking.
Shut up! Both of them are so much better looking than you!
No, but you get a handsome lead man, that's one thing. I mean, we get a lot of semi-fugs coming through town, bro. Steve Buscemi came here one time, drew a crowd.
You look like Steve Buscemi.
I know, that's how bad the kid's going.
For God's sake.
Why do they have to be good looking?
It helps because it adds to the movie star looks. I mean, usually movie stars are good looking people.
God, you're an idiot.
But we get the fugly seconds.
The fugly seconds?
Yeah.
Sounds like a beer league hockey team name. Who we got on Tuesday at 9? The fugly seconds? All right, let me ask you this question. Is there a celebrity that, if they were all of a sudden here in town and you saw it on social media, you would drop everything you were doing to go and meet? Does that person exist right now?
That's alive.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
That's a low. I know all your heroes are dead from heroin overdoses. Oh, man. Jumping Jack Coke bottle Jackson's down at the jazz club. Shut up, you idiot.
No, but you know
who is it? Who's the number one? You would drop everything to go meet them now.
I think Letterman, David Letterman, because I.
You want to talk about fugly, gap tooth ass comic?
You seen him lately?
He looks like one of our sales guys upstairs with that beard. But no, I would say David Letterman would be the guy, but only because, you know, I loved that show when I was a kid.
Okay,
and I watched it, you know, religiously.
God,
I used to
so
tape
creepy.
It and watch it.
You would just go there and stare because I know you wouldn't actually go up and talk to them.
I would not. You're absolutely right.
So why go?
Just to look at him. Just to say I'm in the same room as him.
I just want him to look at you.
He's the closest I'll ever see to Johnny Carson. Because that's where I put him.
By the way, that's what you should say to him to his face. Hey, I'm only here because the other guy's dead.
Yes.
You're an...
But he replaced Johnny for me.
Understood.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
What would you be hoping to see? Like, do you want to just see him in person?
Yeah.
Are you hoping he, like, does something?
No. Because I know I'm going to be disappointed, because you notice you shouldn't meet your
heroes.
Your idols, because you're always going to be disappointed.
I will say this to credit Jimmy Fallon, you know, with the times he's been here. Everybody that has met him said it was the greatest experience.
He's very jovial. He's a fun guy at a bar.
Like, he's serving drinks. He's taking pictures. Yeah. He's having jokes.
He works the room.
I mean, look, that credit to him, because he doesn't have to do that.
Yeah.
He could tell you to get the F out of my face. I'm just trying to have a good time tonight. And he'd be within his rights to do it.
I told you the most disappointed I ever was in a celebrity. It could have been like his worst day. We were doing, they used to bring celebrities up to do these golf tournaments up on the lake.
Okay.
And we had Bill Murray on the show. And he was just a complete ass. And it was like so disappointing because I love that guy. Like, he was such an icon. And he was just miserable, did not want to do this interview. And, you know, you could have caught him on his worst day, but like, it just stuck with me.
Sure. I know what you mean. Well, everybody's got that, right?
Right.
Like, one bad experience.
Right.
252 WCMF. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Dan. Dan says, I was at Iron Smoke. When Jimmy Fallon walked in, the whole bar was excited and more people came in. So maybe it was a bigger deal than you think. I'm not trying to say nobody cares.
Oh, no. I'm sure he drew a crowd, but it used to get insane, to your point.
Yeah. Kimmy, before we move on, is there a celebrity alive right now that if they showed up in town, you would drop everything you were doing? Who?
Ben and Jerry. And they've been to town.
I think that went bad. I think that there are probably a few.
You don't have like one?
Right now, I'm trying to think of like
an actor, actress.
Right now,
anyone from Cheers that Tommy wants to talk about? Rhea Perlman.
I would love to see Rhea Perlman.
Shut up! Shut up!
She's beautiful.
Nobody knows who that is.
And she's gorgeous.
You know the last guy that made fun of how Rhea Perlman looks on the radio? He lost his job, so you should keep going. You got nothing off the top of your head?
I know that there are multiple, and I'm totally blanking.
All right. Well, that's how you do radio, ladies and gentlemen. Looks like those improv classes they made us take didn't take, huh, Kimmy?
I can't think of one single
person. I got a lot of them. Name one. I can't. I can't
honestly,
do it.
Honestly, anybody and anything I'm watching right now, I would go see in person.
I mean, you just find you saw McCartney. You saw Beyonce.
Yeah. Yeah. I would see any of them.
Okay.
There are a lot. Like, I have a very long list of people I would drive cross town to see in a
heartbeat.
Let
me ask you this.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you hear one of your boys is in town.
Who's that?
Ringo Starr.
Oh.
Ringo Starr is at town. He's promoting some kind of food he's pushing at Wegmans.
Oh.
Would you go see Ringo?
Yeah, I think so. Right. Just to be, I mean, I don't know. It's not
again,
even.
You just want to be in a room with Ringo.
I want to be in the room with a Beatle.
Yeah.
I want to go see if I can get a quick, like, hey, tell me something really cool about the Beatles real quick. Because Ringo Starr also has a history of being awesome with fans.
Oh.
He's like a really good dude, apparently. Not with you, though, because he wouldn't let you introduce
him. Tommy, you on stage. Get out of here.
I got somebody who might be my number one right now.
Who?
Andy Cohen.
From Bravo?
I have so many things I could talk about with him.
He's huge.
Yeah.
He's the biggest thing
on Bravo.
I want to
know what all the ship captains are
My wife.
Time out. Did you hear what he just said?
He's
guys,
huge.
Tommy just sincerely said, guys, he's the biggest thing on Bravo.
He is.
He is the leader of
my wife would
the
be
Bravo
there in
verse.
A second. If,
yes.
If he was at Wegmans, my wife is in line.
Yep.
And so her whole crew is down there.
What did I do to deserve working? Like, I get Kimmy.
You ask.
You? No, you're right. You're right.
Oh, and Captain Sandy, too, from Below Deck.
Oh, could you get...
He's right.
She's really sweet.
Captain Jason, Team Jason.
Oh, kids, that guy's a movie star.
So just to be clear,
yeah.
Jimmy Fallon, boring. Captain Sandy, Captain Jason.
Ooh.
There's a line.
Let's take a break. With few exceptions,
yeah.
You have an age associated with like every job.
Sure.
Right? Like pro athletes, younger. You think of librarians or a lunch lady, those are elderly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that might be the biggest factor in this story because past the risk you'd be taking on doing this at this age,
yeah.
this business involves making connections. So who would be interested in purchasing this from a man of this age?
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, this story comes to us from Lyons.
What happened?
Man, we had some good nights out in Lyons, buddy.
Oh, yeah, we tore it up.
Big old comedy superstars, as they told us to get out and never come back. And it starts with an investigation. Police out that way say they started receiving complaints about suspicious activity at a home in a neighborhood.
Mm.
And they said that they saw people frequently coming and going.
Like a drug house, supposedly.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what they said.
Okay.
So police started looking into it. And after a 2-month-long investigation, they got a warrant. SWAT team went in last Thursday. And they say they discovered exactly what you suspected,
Damn,
Tom.
Damn, country drugs.
That's right, home use for drug sales. And that's not good.
Yeah.
Not good. So when it was all said and done, police have made one arrest. A 69-year-old man.
Wow. That's a little long in the drug tooth.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes. Now, right now, this 69-year-old man has just been charged with felony criminal nuisance. But authorities say the investigation into the alleged drug sales is still ongoing. So you have, according to police, a man older than Tommy Mulay that may be selling drugs out of his home.
They locked up old Ebb. I knew he was trouble from the start.
252 WCMF. Who's buying drugs from a 69-year-old man?
Other 69-year-old men.
Okay.
maybe you've had a long client, a large clientele for a long period of time.
I mean, it could be, but do you care anyway? I mean, you just want to score.
All right, let's break this down because maybe I'm wrong here. Now, first of all, let's go back to that point, Kimmy. Other 69-year-old men. Are there a lot of 69-year-old men still doing drugs?
Oh,
well, we don't know what kind of drugs, right?
We don't. We know
some older cats that do drugs. Every day.
I think they may have gotten back into it potentially.
I don't consider marijuana.
Swinging back in.
All right, I don't consider marijuana a drug. Can we throw that out there now?
All right, so we're not dealing with weed.
But that's kind of what I was thinking.
You're thinking harder drugs.
So let's break down marijuana first of all, because the only way that this would actually make sense, and this is the scenario I've written in my head, is that this 69-year-old guy, if the allegations are true, started growing pot for personal consumption.
Yeah. Okay.
Did not realize how much pot came from the plants, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden decided to start selling it, and his business took off.
Okay.
Because we've seen that story a couple of times, Kimmy, where guys do not realize how much they get, so I got to do something with it.
All right.
But outside of that?
Like a hardened drug dealer at that age?
Tommy, selling drugs is all about connection.
And it's also very dangerous. Like, to live that long and be a drug dealer is pretty amazing.
Yeah. So, look, if you don't know the person selling you something, someone you know will have to make that connection for you. And I don't know about you guys, but back when I was doing some minor illegal things, the folks I were buying from, they were always around my age. And I kind of thought that was standard practice. So either that means, again, if we're wrong, tell us, 252-WCMF. A, that doesn't really happen anymore. Folks are open to drug dealers of all ages. Mm. Or B, there are a lot of elderly folks out in Lyons who are partying and using this guy as their hookup.
Yeah, that could be. Mm. I mean, sometimes people my age, because of their income, self-medicate. Because they can't afford pharmaceuticals.
Fair enough.
Legit, right?
Okay,
looking for some different stuff.
Yeah, I want to take the edge off. I mean, that might be it. That may be how he got into the game.
Okay, also possible if the allegations are true.
Yeah, he might deal with a lot of stuff.
Sure. But, how does that connection get made with, another elderly person?
Oh, word of mouth.
I understand, but I'm saying, that would be a... Look, if I'm an 18, 19-year-old kid looking to buy whatever, I know what friends I can go talk to and be like, hey, where do you get it? I would assume as you get older, that's a more guarded conversation.
Not really.
No?
Because when you get together... Oh, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I think they're more open about it.
Oh, yeah. When I get together with people my age, everybody talks about their health.
Okay.
That's all they talk about. And then you just trade your problems with each other. So I can see word of mouth. This is really going quick. People just want to tell, what do you take? What do you got?
That's
all we do. Yeah.
I had not thought about it.
You get to be my age, it's nothing but medical problems.
And do you find people your age are getting less scared of those types of things. They're just screw it. Even though you should be a little bit more scared of some of that stuff. But I think you just think, I've lived this long. Why not?
But the self-cures, the things you do. Now, I had a conversation with my brother yesterday. And he's the one that lifts the weights.
Yeah.
He is a gold medalist in the Senior Olympics in the deadlifting.
Which, by the way,
two-time champion.
Is impressive, and you keep crapping all over it.
So yesterday, we're just talking, and out of the blue, he goes, I'm slow getting to the phone. I go, why? He goes, I bought these compression knee braces things that you pull over, like those copper fits.
Yeah.
Because I can't get them off. I go, what do you mean? He goes, I can't get the goddamn things off. I worked out in them. My legs sweat and expanded, and I went in the shower to get them off, and they're still not. He's still got them on. He's had them on for 4 hours after he worked out because he can't get them off. This is what you talk about when you're old.
Okay, look, you're opening my eyes to something. I mean, it makes sense logically.
Yeah.
So does that mean then there is this whole world of elderly people that are taking drugs without saying anything about it?
Absolutely.
But hold on then. Here's what doesn't make
sense. Because you can't afford the crap.
But look, I get it. It's logical. But then if we look at like polls and things like that, let's use marijuana being legal in New York State. 40% of New Yorkers to this day still do not agree with legal recreational marijuana.
But don't you think that's people that think that doesn't apply to me though?
That's what I'm trying to figure out, because most of those people are older.
Yeah. Yep.
So those people are doing drugs while also openly being against drugs.
We know guys that are super straight, super law and order, that burn every day.
Okay.
And they've been burning for years. And it was always a weird side-by-side to hear them talk all this law and order stuff and then go home and smoke a bowl.
Do you find that there are guys your age, especially like after you retire and stuff, like, do you think that they start to do this thing where it's like, well, I've never tried that before and I've always wanted to try it.
Why not?
You know, like, it's almost like I feel more confident in trying this thing now that I'm older.
And you've taken a lot of pharmaceuticals because you kind of know how your body reacts to things.
Okay.
So that was like one thing with my old man. My old man had no fear about taking a pill because he was on so many medications. So that's when he started just chugging Robitussin.
Yeah, but what's weird about that, though, is like I get the logic behind like I think I know my body now. But then we hear stories of guys your age trying edibles for the first time and they think they're going to die.
Well, because they don't realize the potency of what you're talking about.
But that's what I mean.
But they weren't scared to try it.
No.
Okay.
They were probably a little scared after, but then...
You are, because Kimmy got it for it. You wouldn't do it, you bitch.
It probably expired by
Tommy, and I got Kimmy, so Kimmy, and I say I'm not as scared, but it turns out I am as scared because I won't do it because I'm a scared ass bitch.
I would like to think if I was still single living in Webster, by now, multiple times I would have overdosed. Just screwing around.
Tommy Mulay overdosed on weed. The first weed death in America.
Yeah, because I can see myself mixing alcohol with said other thing.
Okay. That's a really stupid thing to do.
Yeah, but that's what I would do by myself. You know, having a wife regulates your fun.
No, you're not wrong about that. 252 WCM, I forget, we're talking about this story out in Lyons. After a two-month investigation and complaints from neighbors, a SWAT team got a warrant to go in to a home.
Man, Lyons got a SWAT?
SWAT, Lyons SWAT.
Yeah. I didn't know they had local SWAT.
They may have been the county SWAT team.
Oh, county SWAT.
Anyway, police say they found a 69-year-old man. He's right now been charged with felony criminal nuisance, arrested for that. But according to police, the investigation of the drug sales is still going on. We're talking about old man drug dealers. Now we're talking old man drugs. Let's talk to Lou. Hey, Lou, how are you, brother?
What's up, man?
Yo.
Hey, there's no way that they put all of the police force put all of this together to try and bust some guy for some pot anyways. I mean, there's no way that he could be growing unless he's putting out massive poundage. I mean, I don't think that they would put a SWAT team together to try and bust a guy growing pot.
No, I mean, like,
so
I don't.
He had to be cooking meth.
Well, hold on. Hold on, Lou.
They're cooking out there. I can smell it.
Lou, I mean, they're all allegations right now. And I would think you were right, but I'm not on the inside there. Let me ask you this. Lou, how old are you now, buddy?
We old.
I'm 62.
What is the last illegal substance you put in your body?
62, Lou.
I wake and bake every morning.
Okay.
So I smoke. I mean, that's not illegal anymore. So
okay, understood. So, so
that's the only thing I do.
All right. So marijuana is the heaviest thing. Have you thought? Have you looked out at the drug options?
The landscape.
Has curiosity ever?
Well, I know a couple people that eat mushrooms on a daily basis.
I still look at that
as
microdosing. Okay.
Yeah, it's microdosing. It's something they do. And I used to do a lot of acid back in the day, but I'm not into eating mushrooms anymore. So I'm good with that. You know, a little smoke and I'm a happy camper. But here's the point. Everybody I know grows now. I mean, the people that I know around in my neighborhood were all growing. And so there's no police action trying to bust, you know, anybody for that unless the guy was putting out major poundage.
And that's past mom.
But a grow,
major
then
poundage.
Then he got a grow house. You know, if he's got a grow house, then I would imagine that
she growing.
Probably, yeah, they would probably put up some kind of investigation. But more than likely, it was for meth.
All right. Lou, for God's sake. So, Lou, just to wrap this whole conversation up, at 62 years old, you are confident that the last mind-altering substance you will put in your body is marijuana and only marijuana?
Yeah. No, okay. I don't do anything else anymore. I mean, I used to do a lot of drugs when I was a kid.
That's what I've been hearing.
But
it's all starting to make sense, Lou, all these phone calls we've taken over the years. Lou, thanks for the call, buddy.
I have lost a few brain cells. I do know that.
Lou, good to talk to you, man. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Later, bro.
I wish I had that kind of restraint.
Pod, it must be meth.
You were saying it was...
No, but to have that restraint, because like I'm my fear is like once I try something else, I'm gonna want to do it. You know what I mean? I have that addictive personality.
Yeah.
Well, if that tasted good, this has got to be good, too. I know if I would go down that rabbit hole and kill myself.
That's why but I won't touch any of them.
Yeah, me
but,
too.
But maybe if you're like Lou, because you've tried things in your lifetime.
But so far back.
Oh, so you think you wouldn't.
But I know my
person. Because you tried those things, you're like, I don't need to try it again.
I just know
I'm talking about the guys who've never tried it before.
I have total self-control or zero. I have no middle ground. I have no moderation at all. In my head.
And that's why they talk about folly of youth, I think, right? Because, you know, you never consider that stuff when you were a kid.
No.
You don't know yourself well enough to know what your personality is like.
You're going to live forever.
Exactly. Well, now that you understand the person you are and how delicate your body may be.
Yeah.
You know, to wrap this up.
Yeah.
The other strange thing about this 69-year-old man being arrested on potential drug charges selling out of his house, right? Mm. If the allegations are true, this could also be the first case of police being called for suspicious activity to a home of someone over 60 years old.
Yeah.
Because that's normally the guy who is over 60-year-old job to call for suspicious activity.
Yeah, he's the neighborhood narc.
Yes. Like, the thing that I guess is the most weird about this story, you should know at your age what other guys your age are looking for. Keep it down while you're allegedly selling your drugs.
That's a good point. You make a good point.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, you're smarter than that.
Come on.
69-year-old man. Think of the house and the yard. He's not mowing his lawn. This makes no sense.
What's the matter?
Right, like, there are two juggernauts of this. Maybe you have a taste for something else because it was cheaper and you've drank it for so long. But I don't remember anyone ever bringing up, hey, what happened to this product?
Okay.
But apparently it's back and it's doing well because they're winning awards.
Wait, there's cola awards?
I thought that they were out of business.
Oh.
You're hanging out at The Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right in. All right, I told you there is a cola that was bigger back in the day,
mm-hmm.
that totally disappeared, and you said you think you know which one it is.
Well, I'm trying to think of the one that people used to mix that wasn't part of, like, the big one.
Okay, and that would be?
RC Cola.
You nailed it!
No kidding.
RC Cola is back, and it's back with a vengeance.
So that used to be big back in my day. People would mix it, usually with rum or bourbon.
Why RC Cola as opposed to Coca-Cola?
I don't know, but it might have been cheaper.
Okay.
Or maybe, you know, because they all have a little different taste, too. It kind of tastes foreign.
Well, so for those who don't know, RC Cola stands for Royal Crown Cola. I believe it's a Canadian business there. It's made in Canada.
So people would probably cut it with Crown Royal.
Okay.
Probably, like Canadians probably drank it like that.
Well, that's Royal on Royal, too.
Oh, yeah.
Double Royal.
Can't get more Royal than that.
So I thought RC Cola had gone out of business.
I haven't heard that name in years, but it did pop in my head.
When's the last time you saw RC Cola?
When she was drunk.
Was I alive for RC Cola?
Yeah, it was happening while we were alive, yes.
I can't picture it.
So it's got the RC on the can, it's blue, red RC. So do they sell this at grocery stores now? Like if I wanted an RC Cola, can I go to the store and buy an RC Cola?
Like a Wegmans?
Cola? Yeah, like does Wegmans care? I don't remember.
I got every other kind of soda.
But here's the thing, I only drink Diet Coke, so when I'm not looking at anything but Diet Coke when I walk in.
You know, I might take a little look today.
A little gander?
Yeah, when I'm out there doing my marketing.
See if they got an RC Cola.
I'll score you one.
Well, look,
I my brain is not recognizing this.
You don't know RC Cola?
Well, yeah, I mean, I can't think of...
I don't remember it being on the shelves in stores.
I don't remember it being a thing even when I moved up here.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's kind of went away.
Well, no, I remember having RC Cola in the house because it was the cheaper alternative, right? And then we went to Wegmans Cola.
So it does say...
And then we went to, like, that 3 liters of, like, Walmart Cola. God, it's like battery acid.
We do have it at Walmart. Seems like you can also buy it at Wegmans.
Wegmans has RC. They've had it the whole time.
It's back,
at
baby.
Least that's what pops up when you go. Yeah, I think you can.
I was convinced they had gone out of business. How about it's been there the whole time? That's how bad this has been going. You could purchase it the entire time, and I thought they were out of business.
You know what you got to try?
What's that?
You know, you got that fancy Japanese whiskey?
Yeah.
A little of that and a little RC Cola.
I'm not going to cut my nice Japanese whiskey with cola.
Hey, you know, just a little hint. That's right. Experiment a little bit.
Not going to do it. No. So there's a couple of things that is strange about RC Cola getting back in the Cola Wars.
Yeah.
One, Tommy, folks are pretty loyal to their soda brands.
Yeah.
Like, you either swear by the big two, or you have grown to love the taste of whatever store-bought brand you bought for an economical choice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I kind of thought, like, soda drinking was down anyway, like, with all the other options you have out there as kids.
So that's the other second weird thing.
You get a gazillion energy drinks.
But here, that is a weird side-by-side. But no, like, Kimmy, you've seen this. Healthy sodas are starting to gain traction.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So have you heard of Poppy?
I have not.
Okay. So it's a soda, but it's not?
Like less sugar?
It's supposed to be made with probiotic
soda.
Oh, so it's got like good stuff for your gut.
Yeah, it's
good
supposed to be like a healthier version of soda, but I don't know what goes into it.
Soda.
Yeah. I'm kind of waiting for the story like 3 years from now. It's like, turns out it didn't do anything. Like it was like emergency.
Yeah.
It'll save you from the cold. Turns out it was just cola the whole time. Also, they don't have soda machines in schools anymore. Mm.
They got rid of those when I was in high school, probably. They switched out all the soda machines for milk.
Water.
Like milk and apples and healthy stuff.
All your New York State dairy juice. And fruit needs. No, but like the only time I would see like weird sodas would be in the vending machine at school. Because remember like Fruitopia had all those weird-ass flavors?
All the Fantas.
Yeah, you only saw Fanta and Fruitopia at school. Yeah. Want a Fanta? Well, too bad. You can't have it anymore. It's milk now. Is there a soda from your youth, 252-WCMF, as we talk about the resurgence of RC Cola that you wish you could? You didn't drink soda.
No, but there was one like my old man loved because it was big when he was a kid, and it's nauseating. It was Knee High sodas, and it was big back during the Depression, and it was orange soda.
Oh.
And my old man loved it. And he would also cut that. He would sometimes do an orange soda and cheap whiskey.
Oh!
As a kid.
Oh!
On the rocks. But I think it was called Knee High. It was called Knee High.
What a terrible name for a soda.
Yes.
Like the Sox?
Yeah, kind of like the Sox. But I think it was Knee High and it was an orange soda. It was gross.
Okay.
Like orange soda is gross to begin with.
Loved orange soda as a kid.
Ugh.
I don't even do your kids? Is that something? Was that just
hope not.
Are you asking if my kids like orange soda?
90s kid things? Or
why would you ask?
No,
are they kids, yeah?
Well, certain kids like
I didn't know it was a
certain
dog.
Kids like sweeter sodas.
No, I don't think kids.
I think
drink.
Every kid loved orange soda when we were growing up.
So I don't see my kids drinking like flavored sodas.
Yeah. It was always at birthday parties.
Yeah,
for some reason.
But it also stayed with you all day. Like, if you drink orange soda, that taste lingers in you like a hobo's thumb.
How would you know?
I was bored on the road. I was looking for work.
I was bored on the road.
Sucking on a hobo's thumb.
Sucked a hobo's thumb.
That Sunkist orange soda.
Oh, I forgot about Sunkist. Yeah, they were huge.
No, she's right. That was the champagne of orange sodas, right? And then you would take your steps down from there. It is weird you brought that up. That was the international drink of birthday parties when we were kids.
Crush was the other one.
Yeah,
I think.
But they had the purple soda, the grape soda too. Oh, you're right.
We loved flavored sodas. They were probably gross, but as a kid, it was like a step above juice.
I drank like a whole liter of orange soda at the Holy Ghost playground when I was like 7 years old and then got on the spinny tire and threw it up all over the stones.
Second puke story today.
It is a double puke story. I'm sorry. I have vivid memories.
You
I was there.
I puked a lot as a kid.
I puked in the church parking lot.
My buddy Phil Byers' mom took me. Mrs. Byers took us to the Holy Ghost parking or playground. Yeah. Here we go. Ah! Ah! Just orange spew all over the stones at the Holy Ghost playground. That was for you, West Siders. 252-WCMF. I'm getting a lot of, as we ask, like, what soda you wish you could have back. For Rochester, it's got to be, as Scott writes us, Jolt Cola.
So that was the highest caffeinated soda in the world at one point. It was from here.
Yep.
And that was the only hook was it had like so much caffeine that it could make you like it could give you like overdose on caffeine basically. Right. You get the twitches.
So let's break that down.
Yeah.
Because I mean Kimmy's on the phone, but like when we were kids, like Jolt Cola was like the absolutely not. Yeah. My child will not drink Jolt Cola. They did like news stories on it and everything. You brought up the energy drinks. I would love to know the amount of caffeine Jolt Cola had compared to the average energy drink you see kids drinking now.
So most of those energy drinks now are just jammed with caffeine?
Taurine, caffeine, whole bunch of like
eans. Yeah, just to get you hyped up.
All the eans you can get.
Eanies?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But like Kimmy, you remember like how Jolt Cola was looked at as like heroin when we were kids.
It was poor people's soda.
It was expensive.
No, but they it was kind of looked at as like a poor person's soda. Because it was local. So it also kind of had that going against it.
I remember Adam Van Cowenberg. He lived in our neighborhood.
Oh, that kid was crazy.
But we went to Wegmans after like a baseball thing.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, you guys can get a drink. And she wouldn't let me buy Jolt Cola, but she wasn't his mom. So she let him buy Jolt
jolted.
Cola. So like there's Jolt Cola in the car.
Yeah.
He's drinking the Jolt Cola.
Right in front of you.
Can I just have one Jolt Cola? I just want one.
It's like they would always say it's like 10 cups of coffee.
Yeah.
But they don't even know, man.
Well, they may have actually known.
They didn't have the technology.
They didn't have the caffeine technology.
To measure caffeine.
252 WCMF, resurgence of RC Cola, Royal Crown Cola.
They're back, baby.
Andrew's on CMF. Hey, Andrew, what's up, buddy?
Oh, nothing much. I just got a fun fact for you guys about RC Cola.
Okay.
It works great as a rust remover on like chrome bumpers on old vehicles and stuff.
So I thought that was all colas. Like you could use that with like Pepsi or Coca-Cola or whatever.
Oh, I'm not sure. Whenever I've tried it, it was always with the RC. And I was wondering if that's why they took it off the shelf, because if it's a rust remover, they probably were thinking that it wasn't safe to drink.
Yeah, but most of the stuff I think we drink isn't. I mean, we'll drink whiskey. I'm sure you put whiskey on a chrome bumper. That'll eat that stuff
up, absolutely.
Too.
Yeah, you know, shine it up before you list it on Marketplace.
Andrew, thanks for the call. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Dan. He's going to know about the rust removal.
Okay.
Because, Dan, you had a job back in the day? Dan? Whoever your name is. Did we give a name wrong again? Yep. Anybody? Going once. Going twice.
Nothing.
Hey, there he is. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Well, I'm trying to turn down my radio, but I guess I got to have it on.
So what do you got for us?
I used to work for RC Cola back in the day when they were in town.
No kidding.
Yeah. So RC Cola, they had the returnable bottles long before the returnable bottles. That's what they bottled it in. The bottles you always had to return. But then again, we also had the knee-high flavors. So, Tommy was talking about the orange knee-high, but the famous one is the grape knee-high from the mash zone.
So there you go.
All right.
Grape knee-high.
All right. You must have got all the girls.
Oh, I had my for sure.
Dan, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Well, that was disappointing. You know, I did just have one of those memory jars, though.
What was that?
Well, he brought up the returnable bottle.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, my grandparents, my mom's mother and father, they would only buy their soda at one of those drive-through beverage places.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There used to be one on West Henrietta.
Yeah, you got it.
Pulled straight through.
So there is
soda. It was like a Quonset hut.
So there is still one, but I think it's now just for like alcohol, beer, because you can buy kegs that way.
That's a good idea.
But like, yeah, you could buy sodas. Oh, God, what was it called? It was like, it started with a Z. I remember the logo. Anyway, they would buy crates of glass bottled soda.
Yeah.
And the only, like, we'd be at Wegmans, I'm like, no, we don't drink it like that. And I'm like, okay, well, now we got to make a separate stop so I can get a glass bottle of.
And then you got to do the returns.
You got it. Yeah. Well, I mean, that was their problem.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know if it was because they tasted better to them.
That's old school. Yeah, you always got them. Because that's how they were raised, those glass bottles, like Coke and all that, coming out of the machine.
To go out so far out of your way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I remember, too, like, their garage would be full of these empty crates that they would have to, like, return. Like, what is this?
You'll load them all in.
Buy the damn can.
I know.
It's 1993, people. Let's take a break.